Hello and welcome to the first episode of Shelby's Shenanigans. Now the point of this podcast is to kind of talk to people around Palm Valley and get a greater sense of who they are as a person. Now today we've got Miss Clark with us. Now, Miss Clark, what do you do at Palm Valley?
Well, I'm a teacher.
What exactly do you teach?
I teach history, I teach yoga, I teach photography, I teach psychology sometimes, I teach art history sometimes, and what else am I forgetting?
Yoga.
Did I not say that? Oh, yeah, and I also teach yoga.
All right. What do you like about yoga?
I love yoga. I just got back from Shakti Fest, and it was a yoga weekend up in Joshua Tree. Mm-hmm. And all the best teachers from around the country come to teach there. And there's a lot of kirtan music, bhakti yoga. I love yoga because it centers me, gets me into the moment. I love the physical aspect of how it stretches me out and tones me and helps prevent injuries.
What is it exactly? All right. How does yoga play into your everyday life?
Well, in the morning, I do a little yoga. I do some sun salutations. I try to set my intention for the day. And then during the day, I teach yoga as an elective. And then in the evening, I usually teach a yoga class at Urban Yoga or, you know. But yeah, breathing, the breath. Yoga is all about the breath. So kind of every moment's yoga.
Love it. What exactly else do you do in your free time?
Well, I love to go hiking. Mm-hmm. I love the outdoors. I love to train for races, like running races, 10Ks, marathons, or triathlons. I'd like to have goals, physical goals.
Mm-hmm. What is it so much you like about hiking?
I love just to be outside. I love fresh air. I love walking, the meditative qualities of walking. I love all the colors, and I just love where all the daily routines of life and the stress of life go away when you hike.
Wow. What are some great hiking spots?
In Palm Springs?
Yeah, here anyway.
Oh, there are tons. We're surrounded by the San Jacinto Mountains, so we have tons and tons of hiking spots that aren't really well known to a lot of people. I love Garston Trail in Palm Springs. I love, there's a Vaughn's Rim Rock hike that I do a lot, or Lichen Trail in Palm Springs. There's the Hike to the Cross. There's just tons of them.
How would you recommend that people lead a more active lifestyle?
Well, I think it's about an attitude first, you know, having an attitude for being active every day and not seeing it as a dreaded thing. Just I think that once people start to move a little bit, they start to feel better, and then it has a chain reaction to sort of encourage more action and then feeling even better. So I just would encourage people to, you know, do something physical every day.
Yeah. How did you start your love of hiking? When did that start?
Well, I hiked as a kid. My parents would take me hiking. I remember at 5, I would get rubber legs when I'd hike up to Snow Creek around the corner. It goes up near the San Jacinto Mountains. Mm-hmm. So we hiked every Sunday, I'd say, with my family. And then at Palm Valley, we had an outdoor club in high school. Mr. Dunn, he was the history teacher, and he organized weekend outdoor trips once a month. And we would go all sorts of places to go hiking, and I really developed my love there, and then I've just kept it up ever since then.
Wow. What was it like going to Palm Valley when you were a high schooler?
Well, it was a small school. We were the third graduated class, so it was just developing. It had long time been a K-8 school, but then they decided to add a high school. And so I stayed. I didn't want to stay at first because all my friends were going to public school. I remember crying the night before, but then I'm really glad I made the decision to stay. I had a lot of individual attention. I had great relationships with my teachers, and you know, all the students in my school weren't necessarily the kind of kids I would have been friends with if I went to public school, but I think the environment opened me up to learning how to accept all different types of people and to kind of expand who I am rather than, you know, being in a certain clique or being a certain type of person. I could be any type of person. I could be a jock. I could be a drama person. I could be an AP nerd person. I could be all sorts of things at Palm Valley, where I couldn't really do that in public school. You know, I might have been a cheerleader or something, you know, and then been just like a popular girl like that or whatever it is.
Yeah, so I mean, that sounds like a very different experience. I mean, how do you think this shaped you as a person?
Well, I think I became a teacher because of it, probably. I value, you know, expanding our minds. I value, you know, learning how to see life from a different perspective rather than stereotyping ourselves into boxes. I think it's important to become aware through education, really, of all the different opportunities of who we want to be.
Yeah. Had you not been a teacher, what do you think you would have done for a career?
Well, you know, I'm getting my PhD in psychology right now, so I probably would. I have an interest in psychology. So.
When do you think that developed?
I remember going on a college tour with my family and drawing a picture in my journal of my parents. And I drew a picture of the back of my mom's head and a picture of the back of my dad's head. And I remember thinking what I wanted to do in college, and I was really interested in the way people interacted. Especially in literature books, I really loved the thought processes of those kinds of books that followed people's thought processes more than just plot.
Mm-hmm. How do you think that has played into your life as it is?
I mean, I think I use psychology all the time as a teacher. You know, knowing how people are feeling and thinking can really help bring more meaning to certain subjects that can be really boring. You know, history is not the most exciting subject for a lot of kids, and you have to be able to meet the kid where they are, meet the student where they are, and sort of have a relationship with them. And then maybe something as seemingly boring as history can kind of come more alive.
Yeah. Why history out of all the subjects?
I got a bachelor's in history in my undergrad. And then when I went to graduate school, I fell in love with history because it finally became meaningful to me. I never really knew that there could be sort of a personal relationship to understanding history or understanding more about myself through learning more about history. And it became kind of political for me. The ideas of race, class, and gender in United States history sort of helped me understand myself better and not be so kind of ignorant in the world. So I think that it just sort of, it was a time in my life where learning about history helped me learn more about myself.
That's lovely. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.